I'm going to have to try a cell phone.
We are live, guys, on BBS Radio, and Don couldn't find the flute music, so here we are. This is Winfrey doing my Monday night simulcast. Oh, I know, start the recording. Right, okay.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
So this is Monday, March 7th, welcoming everyone who's listening and everyone that's listening to the replays. And my name is Winfrey. And we do a simulcast on Monday nights and varied topics, but all in the same ballpark. And the ballpark is personal evolution, interdimensional communication, and that sounds kind of boring, doesn't it? Personal evolution and interdimensional communication. Okay, so we're talking about the sources that are in higher realms that have the ability to recreate parts of reality with our request for the in a positive way. In fact, we do it, and they help, or they do it, and we help. It's a co-creative action in the law, under the auspices of the law of one. And so, let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
You know, each of us is involved being on this planet, being alive at this time, in this process of, number one, how do we make a planetary contribution? Our planet's going through a
entry
shift.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
And how do we contribute to that shift? How can we? And the other thing is, how do we contribute to ourselves? How do we lift our vibrations as high as possible? What is the potential while we're on a, what could be called a low-density planet? What does that mean? It means that many things in our realm, in this realm, don't have a high vibration. And so when you're going to attain to have a high vibration, there's a little trick to it, because the realm reflects, and we tend to reflect where we are, who we know, the things around us. We reflect it. We become part of that flow. And that's the topic tonight, and it's called entrainment, entrapment, and resonance. And I'm going to make a stab here, trying to explain to everyone how we get trapped here and the steps you can take to untangle yourself. And, of course, just coming into these calls, I think, is a big step, because just when you, number one, there's a lot of wisdom that comes through in these calls. So when you can start to look at yourself and you look at the way things work for you, the part of you that's looking at yourself is above the stuff. So just by looking at yourself, you start a process. And then I can tell you that there are teachers that I've had that used to say really wise things years ago, and their voice still rings in my head sometimes. I do something and I remember what they said, and I reconsider what I'm doing or how I'm looking at it. So I hope that occasionally there's that kind of wisdom that comes through these calls. And, of course, we're talking to sources that are very wise, that have gone through, the Ra group has gone through this level, through this realm and graduated. And then, you know, there's me who is, you know, William, I'm a student of the William Blake School of Evolution. I don't know if you know who William Blake is. Go look him up on Google. He was a famous English poet and painter, and he was very mystical. His paintings were angels, celestial scenes, and he became very famous after he died. And he had these little sayings, and years ago I read his little sayings, and I said, this resonates. And one of his most, one of his most impactful sayings to me relates a little bit to this topic that we're talking about right now. And, if you've been on a spiritual path, you will know that in many teachings, there is a suggestion of austerity, of celibacy, of isolation, being a monk, so to speak, being a monk and withdrawing from earthly life. And years ago, I played with this idea. I read that and I said, I wonder what happens if I do this. And then I read William Blake and this little saying, and it totally triggered me into another perspective. And the saying, his little aphorism was, "The path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom." The path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. And what is that saying? Now, this may not be true for most of you on this line, so don't go and do what I did. But the idea is that if you want to really learn how this realm works, then you have to be willing to go out and get experience. And when you get experience, you understand things that you would never understand from reading, from joining religions, from joining spiritual groups. And if you're going to be someone who is putting themselves out as a teacher for others or as an inspirer for others, then you must come from a level of direct experience, or else people won't believe you. They won't get it. So they have to know that you've been there and done that. And so thereby, the path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. So however that would manifest, whether that is experiencing different kinds of intimacy, experiencing drugs, being a drunk. There's a famous poet, one of my favorite poets, by the name of Charles Bukowski, which probably nobody knows who he is except Joe. Joe knows who Charles Bukowski is. Another guy, look him up on the internet, Bukowski. This guy has this scraggly face. I think he was Polish. And he used to hang around in flop houses. He used to bring prostitutes to his room. He would get totally drunk and write these brilliant poems. Brilliant. And I know, maybe I'll send one or two of his poems out, because I know you would appreciate his poems. The guy was so full of light and wisdom. And eventually, he settled down. He fell in love with this woman who owned or worked at a health food store, and she grounded him, and he became really super famous. And he passed away. I think he died in the last 5 or 6 years. But his poems just reek of understanding and compassion and no BS. He was like tough as nails. Nobody could control him, and he was not attached to his fame. I'll send some of his poems out so you can read them, read a couple. And then some for some of you, you'll enjoy it. But he's a good example of the path of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. So the topic tonight, are you there, Terry? I think you're muted, Terry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you muted?
Yes.
You were.
I was.
I'm getting to be psychic.
You know me.
Right. I should just say, Terry, unmute yourself. Are you there? All right. So the topic is entrainment, entrapment, and resonance. And, you know, last week we were talking about frequency fences. By the way that we have gotten under the thumb of certain vibratory fields, this is the way I said it, that have kept us contracted in this realm. And I call it a frequency fence. And, you know, when our sources came and talked about it, they actually looked at it slightly differently. So I'm going to give them a chance to upstage me tonight later and give their take on what I'm talking about. But what is entrainment? Entrainment is something all of us have experienced. It's being in an energy field and having that energy field go through you, and you feel the field, just as everyone around feels the field. Now, entrainment is both positive and negative, because where is the field coming from? What part of you is it vibrating? And what's the intention of the person or the group, which is at the center of the field? One of the obvious places we all get entrained is through entertainment, through music, through TV, through the media. And every time we participate, we have an energy flowing through us. And that energy is either high or low or restrictive or expansive. Most times in this realm, it's contracted. If you want to get in an energy field that's not contracted, you have to look for it, because most of the things that are easily available are contracted, perhaps with the exception of certain kinds of music. This music is a way that artists get through the barriers and are able to lay beautiful, high vibration things into this realm. We could look at John Lennon's song "Imagine," or, you know, some of the songs we were sending out on the Monday, on the Sunday grid healings. There's so much depth and wisdom, and it sounds like they know everything. Some of them sounds like they know everything we're talking about. And yet, it's music. It's relegated to the realm of somebody's imagination, except it entrains you. When you watch it, you move into the vibration of the music. So music is a super valuable tool for keeping your vibration up. And I should say, music, the right kind of music. There's definitely a difference between funky rap and I'm picking up good vibrations from the Beach Boys. or Imagine from John Lennon, or some of Cat Stevens' songs and the Beatles songs, Hey Jude, or Bridge Over Troubled Water, all those beautifully high vibrations. And, of course, one of the things about music is by its very nature, it can stimulate a wide spectrum of energies and stimulate a whole range of frequencies inside you. Now, some music is designed to stimulate lower levels, lower chakras. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. It's entraining your energy into probably second chakra. And other music goes really high, like a flute, goes in like the celestial realms, and it entrains the higher vibrations, if you can tune into it. You know, it's not automatic, because you need to have enough openness in that area to let the vibration hit you. And if somebody is a master musical arranger, they will automatically and intuitively incorporate a whole spectrum of frequencies in a musical piece, from the bass drum to the bass to the high voices to the way that it's rhythmic, and the rhythm stimulates certain things, and the melody takes you somewhere, and the singer has a big open heart, and you feel their heart, and suddenly you're totally entrained on many levels of vibration. And so when we are looking for spiritual growth, we need to make very careful choices about what we pay attention to and what entrains us. And, you know, if you're in a local place, in a little city, and you say, what am I going to do tonight? You might look up the local Zen monastery or the local Zen master. Find where there's meditations, because there are people everywhere who are creating sacred spaces of really high vibration that can help you entrain your energy to those vibrations. And you'll know when it's right because you'll feel it. You can test things, to learn to test things, so that just because something has a high-sounding name doesn't mean it's high. And you have to draw your own level of experience and discernment to figure it out. But you can go to churches and find certain churches have hugely high levels of resonance. What's resonance? Resonance is very similar to entrainment, and it's where you have a tuning fork in you, but the tuning fork is not vibrating, and something outside you clicks on the frequency of that tuning fork, and suddenly your tuning fork starts to vibrate, and you recognize a shift in your consciousness. I'll give you an example of something that happened to me when I was younger that quite surprised me when it first started happening. In fact, when I was in Berkeley and I was just getting interested in metaphysics, it was because I had a friend who was into metaphysical stuff, and she was an astrologer, and I thought she was a nutcase. I was a physics major, and there's no way astrology could work. But we started to know everybody's signs. She was doing everybody's charts. And it happened a couple of times where I would run into somebody and they would remind me of someone else and I would guess their sign. And then another time there was an astrologer. This was a very fascinating guy. I was in Berkeley, and Berkeley had this little coffee shop called Cafe Med on Telegraph Avenue. And there was an astrologer that used to hang out there. His name was Carol Perry. And he used to sit there and read the charts of all the anyone that would sit at his table. He would just go through an analysis of them. And he would do it for hours. He managed a rock and roll band. He seemed to have enough money that he could hang out during the days and not worry about money. And I used to sit at his table. And I just watched in awe. And then one evening, I went to a club in Berkeley called Mandrakes with my astrologer friend. And he happened to be there. And he walked up to me and he said, you're a Taurus with a Gemini rising, aren't you? Now, you know, there's one chance in 12 that he picks me as a Taurus, and one chance in 12 that he picks me as Gemini rising, and he was correct. That's one chance in 144 that he got both correct. And I was still in my investigative stages of astrology, and at that point I said, this has to work. This really works. Why does it work? I didn't understand why it worked. It didn't make sense to me that it could work. Now I understand. Every time we call in the light, what do? We have an energy that goes from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the solar system. Guess what? Through the planets. That energy is being modified by everything it passes through. And it goes through the planets until it gets here. And we know that that energy affects your DNA. So when you're born, you not only is your DNA affected by the energy, by your soul that's coming into your body and programming it, and your parents that contribute something, you have this energy that's coming from the center of the universe that I believe it happens at the moment you come out of the womb, it like, boom, it hits you, and it programs you, and it carries all the signatures of all the energies it's been passing through, including all the planets. So that's how astrology works. Very simple. But, when I was a physics major, I said, how can planets millions of miles away affect us? And what was happening to me at that time was that I would meet people and I started to feel the energy. My physics major, analytical side, couldn't believe this was happening. It happened enough times that I said, it's happening and it's real. I learned my own chart, and I learned my planets, and when somebody would come near me, I could feel when they activated a particular planet, and I could feel the energy.
Contact has been locked.
I could feel the energy of that planet.
Conference has been unlocked.
Okay. Who is locking and unlocking our conference? All right. I could feel the energy of that planet being activated, and I would guess the person's sign, and I started to be right a whole bunch of times. Now, that is resonance. That is, I'm a walking solar system, and you're a walking solar system. That's what happens. The solar system gets imprinted in your DNA. So I walk around and meet you, and your solar system, which is imprinted, meets my solar system, which is imprinted. And our solar systems are now microcosms of the greater solar system, and they start interacting. And there's all kinds of energy flow based on the interaction. And I could feel the energy flow. And then I was guessing people's signs. It's just like that guy that came up to me that said I was a Taurus with a moon in Gemini. I know that he had that ability. That's how he did it. He didn't look at me and say, okay, this guy has these qualities, and he has these qualities, and if he has all those qualities, he has to be a Taurus. No, it didn't work that way. He could feel the resonance. So now, if you can imagine, every day you go out in your life, every person you pass, once you start getting sensitive, once you start becoming energetically open, you may not know astrology, but you're responding to so many energies simultaneously. You're responding to the solar system in everybody. You're responding to the real solar system, which is constantly sending energies through it, which are impacting your solar system, which was programmed at your birth. And then, of course, above that, there's energies. It's like, where is your hologram positioned? Now, the amazing thing is, since we've started talking to the Elohim and the Ra groups, we're going, believe it or not, above the solar systems. We're going above the galaxies, I think. Now, I can't see it. I can't see that. I mean, it's not like we go there and I'm saying, I'm seeing all these galaxies around me. But I try to explain it, reverse engineer it, and I can only, we're going to ask them that when we start operating above the planets, above the galaxies, we're now superseding the energies of astrology. We are operating at a higher level of creation. Within the thing about astrology is that it's not a limitation. In other words, it's a template that you're always going to work with. It's just like your body is a template. You can get more evolved, you can get more loving, you can get more open, but you're still going to have the same body that you're working through. And you can have a certain astrology configuration, and maybe within that astrology configuration, it would define certain aspects of your energetic self. And when you start operating above that, it doesn't mean that those aspects go away, just like your body doesn't go away. You just start working through them instead of being stuck and frozen by them. So, entrainment, resonance, and entrapment. All of these things we're talking about can be used by both the positive and the negative. And it has to do with your choices. If we talk about entrainment, we can think of Hitler, for example, who could go in front of huge crowds and get everyone on his side, and have a whole country, or a majority of people in a country, believing it was okay to, I don't know if they knew this, but I'm sure many suspected it. They must have known it, because the ghettos were disappearing, the people were disappearing, that it was okay to truck a bunch of people to gas chambers. Those people were entrained. We are always entraining each other. When you're having intimacy with another person, they're entraining you. You're entraining them. It's very important to pick people carefully, particularly if you have a high vibration or a potential for it. Because if you have a high vibration, if you've come in here as a wanderer, if you have come in here to do planetary service, and you pick a partner who needs a different kind of person than you to respond to their energies, you are going to respond to their projections and become entrained to fulfill their needs. So you'll not feel present with that person. You will feel like you're just acting a role, and there will not be energy, and you'll wonder what's wrong. Now, if you're in a situation like that, it doesn't mean you have to leave the person. You just have to understand what's going on, and you need to create other relationships, other things you do that come in at a higher level, that waken up the higher resonances in you, so you don't get stuck just being that particular person's reflector, because that's what can happen. And you'll go through your life just reflecting what that person needs, and you will forget where you came from, and that will create a circumstance where you have to keep reincarnating, I believe, to free yourself from the entrainment that you went into. Everything in this realm entrains you. If you watch TV, you're getting entrained. If you read the newspaper, you're getting entrained. If you go to a party, there's an entrainment everywhere. And the thing about it is what's important is to find circumstances that entrain you at the higher levels of vibration, and to go out and, oh my God, let me see here. I don't want my phone to go dead. There we go. To go out and explore, and don't explore with your mind. Sit in a room and feel the energies. If you've been on these calls regularly and you've learned to feel the energies on the calls, particularly our Sunday call, you have a reference point of how high vibrations can feel. And, of course, we do a lot of calls. So many of you have learned by coming into these calls regularly, reading our materials regularly, it creates what I believe is a high level of entrainment to really high energies. And, of course, the Elohim Ra groups are probably as good as it gets in terms of entrainment in this realm. But that doesn't mean you still have your humanness to deal with. All of this stuff and tuning into these energies, and you know what? When this was first starting, I was wondering, God, this is awesome. What's going to happen on the physical level? Well, the physical level is always the physical level. As the Elohim have said, they don't need money where they are. They're not sure exactly how to work it, of course. And we all need money where we are. And so the trick is to find ways to make money that don't trap you. And that's the part of entrainment that one has to be careful about, because when you allow your energy to connect with a negative and something negative, a negative source, that source wants to trap you. They want to put you under their spell. They want you to pay homage to them. And when you start doing that, you get stuck. And oftentimes it's very hard to pull away, because they will lay a lot of bear traps to keep you in position. So on that note, I'm going to call in the light and Terry, are you unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, are you familiar with the word entrainment? Have you ever heard that before?
No, this is the first time I've heard it.
Well, okay. Let's see if we ask questions about it, if we get some good answers.
All right.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the planets, through the outer energies of the earth, through our bodies, and grounded into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group consciousness, a connection, a blending of our energies in other realms while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive in service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and speak through Terry to ask some questions on this topic.
We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra on March 7th, Monday, 2011. Speaking through Terry and with Winfrey as host from Sedona, Arizona. And we send one light to each and every person on the line who is listening and each and every person who will listen to the audio later and read the transcripts. We are delighted that each and every one of you is here and extend our greetings from home to each and every one of you. And our love. Do you have questions?
Well, we brought up the topic tonight about the way it was announced was entrainment, entrapment, and resonance. And Terry has never used the word entrainment. Can we discuss that with you?
Yes.
You understand the meaning. What can you add to what I've already said concerning this topic?
When an individual moves into the third density and into a physical form, they are entrained from the very forming and shaping of the physical body and the forming and shaping of the way in which the senses are programmed into each and every body, the hearing, the ability to talk, the feeling, the ability to move. Generally, for instance, eyesight is considered to be available from two eyes that look forward. So an individual then is entrained to consider that they can see in a forward direction into the sides to a certain degree. However, there are other areas that are not generally known within the physical body that an individual can begin to actually see and experience sensation through, and these are chakras and the individual has the ability to see in 360 degrees around one's body. The entrainment by using the physical body is very profound in that one then tends to think of speaking and seeing and sensing more in the forward direction instead of 360 degrees. So just by virtue of the fact of being in a physical body, it funnels the individual's energy and considered abilities into what is generally considered the norm for a physical human being. So entrainment moves all the way from, as you were speaking earlier, from their position when they were first born and the effect of the cumulative effects of the star systems upon their body. But it also severely limits an individual's talents and abilities, their natural abilities, as they grow and they have the book in front of them and they are not ever trained to use their higher facilities for sight in a 360 degrees range around the body. Those are some of our thoughts.
Well, when we learn that these principles work and someone wants to lift to higher vibrations, and they want to graduate this realm, in which case, it seems to me, what they do, where they go, who they're with, becomes very important, because if they don't make the right choices, they will be entraining their energy into this realm and have to keep repeating it. Am I correct on all of that?
That is correct. When, for instance, a girl might marry into the family of a where the individual, the head of the family, may be a crook, then the whole family is sitting in the energy of that misalignment with the rest of society, and the whole family picks up subtle entrainments in their whole thought process, and depending upon what their partners and the people that they surround themselves with are have as abilities and interests and intentions, the individual tends to, by being in their energy field, pick up the entrainment of that. For instance, if one is around somebody that is a great writer, they may begin to pick up the talents and tendency to write, or an artist, or someone who is a leader of an orchestra. And one who, just by hanging around individuals that are in that band, can then orient themselves and entrain themselves towards the expansion and expression in that area.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were talking about a family of crooks, I remembered some years ago, I went to a restaurant with this guy that was a very, very friendly guy, Italian fellow, and I think it was I can't even remember what city it was. And he was with his girlfriend, and we went to a restaurant, and They put the salt and pepper shaker in her handbag because they liked it. And it was like they bought nothing of it. It's like people who go to jobs and bring things home all the time. It's like acceptable. It's in their, they've been brought up that way. And it's easy to take on all kinds of things and take for granted that that's just okay. It's the way it works. Because everybody does it. And that's an example of negative entrainment. And probably many of you who are listening have patterns like that going on for yourself that you don't even think about or aware of. You have to observe very carefully to catch these things and start to fix them and remodify yourself. I think there's a connection between entrainment and DNA evolution, because entrainment is the energies you're taking in, and DNA is directly impacted by the energies that move into you. You know what? It's 7:49, and I'd like to maybe have just final comments on this, and then I'd like to just send the light to Carla Ruckert as a group who's going into the hospital again for another serious spinal operation shortly. So any comments in closing on this topic?
Yes. The subject of entrainment is very central to an individual's core belief systems and their life and their growth and their expansion within whatever realm they're in. And this is one of the reasons that we are so delighted that we are able to bring love light into your realm so that individuals can feel this and again feel the vibration of home and love and caring and begin to entrain this through the society. We send love light to Carla Ruckert and for a successful operation and for an operation that will fix the problem and for wisdom on the part of the doctors who are working with her and the nutritionists. Adonai.
Thank you. So let's all just take a moment of silence, hold the space for that, and hold the space for the entrainment of that love light energy they're talking about. Shut your eyes. And feel the energy from the higher realms as it comes through your body. And just by holding that energy during the week, you become someone who entrains others to that same energy. Learn how to do that. On that note, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you to everybody who is on the conference line. Thank you to all who are listening on the replay line. Thanks to Terry and all the people that are volunteering to get the workout, and we'll see you next time.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. There are 2 moderators and 4 participants on the call.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much.
Was that?
bbsradio.com. If it's not mainstream,